Good morning, good people. It is 31st August 2020. The readings are from 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 1 to 5 and the Gospel from Luke chapter 4 verse 16 to 30. The work of ours is brief, but the rewards are eternal, says Saint Clare of Assisi. Are we in line or out of line with the modus operandi of Jesus? Do we have the manifesto for our spiritual life? It is good to spend a little time amidst our hectic life to scribble our manifesto or to relook at it if we have one. It is not on our eloquence, enlightenment, and elegance God entrusts the ministry to us, but our witnessing life in the Spirit. In the first reading, St. Paul wants us to know that unless the Spirit of God opens the hearts of the listener, the efforts and eloquence of the preacher will be in vain. In understanding the weakness in others, we begin to appreciate their greatness. None of us here is perfect. We all have a portion to clean within ourselves every day in our life. Philosophy and ideologies cannot unpack the mystery of God revealed in Passion, Death and Resurrection of Jesus. The responsorial psalm praises, Lord, how I love your law. Psalm 119 verse 97. The Gospel presents us with the beginning of public ministry of Jesus. The power of the cross and the presence of the Holy Spirit are the keys for the mission that is entrusted to us. God's Spirit works in and through our humility of our hearts. Amidst the rampant fake news around, we all have the responsibility to preach, teach, and reach out everyone with the good news. Opposition's bound to come when we wish to do good. Jesus faced opposition from his own people just because they did not like him. We are the new casters of today. The mission of Jesus is to bring the good news that God anoints the humanity and interested in liberation and entire person, especially the poor, the marginalized, and the voiceless of the society. When we feel empty, God fills us. When we feel underskilled, God equips us. We are all anointed and sealed by the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Do we feel less loved, ignored, attacked, and feel deficient? There is an urgency to proclaim the good news today than ever. People can ignore us and bombard us with negative bias all the time. Jesus wants us to reach out the poor with the good news that God has not forgotten them. Proclamation is for liberation of our hearts and lives from the slavery of sins. Familiarity precludes the quality of a person, and familiarity and pride kill the faith. Prophetic voices from the known people are mostly undermined. Since we are anointed through the sacraments of salvation, we have a specific task entrusted to us. We cannot impress anyone with words alone. We need expressions of heart in action. May you have a good day. God bless you.